in the lunchtime edition, a new 16,000 seat national stadium to be built at Waterford. 13 mini stadia also under construction around the country. The opposition leader alleges there's a national crisis of brain drain and complains of what he calls moral dissent and spiritual blackout in the country. RBC customers converged on their Chelston branch demanding answers about apparently non-functioning debit cards. Local organizers deny tickets are sold out for a Cricket World Cup, promise local fans will get priority. And the Canadian and Barbadian Prime Ministers issue a statement expressing concern about the situation in Haiti. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Government has outlined plans for the construction of a new 16,000-seat national stadium at Waterford St. Michael, with 13 mini-stadia also under construction around the country. Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment Charles Griffith and officials of his ministry provided details of the plan as the estimates debate continued in the House of Assembly. Mr. Griffith mentioned the plan in his introductory remarks as the estimates discussion focused on his ministry, but Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey insisted that he provide further details given the attention being given to the state of the national stadium.
The stadium didn't get old yesterday. The stadium has progressively gotten old. It is alarming to me that the sins of past governments have now all been heaped on the floor of this government, and to suggest that this government has not done anything about a stadium that has been in need of help and love and repair for a significant period of time. And I want to know what our plans are, because it's now fallen on us to make wrong things right.
And Mr. Griffith disclosed that the stadium will be rebuilt in two phases in a project being undertaken by the Chinese.
The initial phase of phase one of the stadium is seeking to do, or was seeking to put 10,000 seats on the existing footprint. That was now reduced to 8,000. One of the things, as I mentioned earlier, that the government is seeking to do is to have a phase two of the national stadium where we can come and mirror what is happening on the existing footprint to the eastern side or the northern side of the stadium.
The acting director of sports, Emerson Bascom, provided an update on the mini stadia.
The whole concept of the mini stadia project was to provide an avenue where our young people can be involved in meaningful activities after outside gets dark. The object is to prevent them from being involved in unwholesome activities such as crime. Currently, there are 13 facilities being constructed. Five of them, namely Briar Hall, Gull Hill, Greens, Friendship, are at the stage where we are just awaiting the installation of the bleachers.
Earlier in the debate, the opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, demanded that government tell the country what it was doing to address what he said were the host of challenges facing the young people in this country. He alleged that the situation was contributing to a spate of suicides and what he claims is a brain drain that's reaching crisis proportions.
And emigration, the flight of human capital, the brain drain, as we call it, is a crisis that is afflicting the lives of young people in this country. And we must ask the question, where is government's leadership in response to these crises that afflict the lives of young people? What has been government's participation in this age of suicidal death, in this age of the tragic flight of human capital away from this country, this loss of confidence, this loss of hope?
In response, Youth Minister Griffith spoke of the setting up of a youth hotline to help suicidal young people, about a mentorship program, as well as a series of projects to, in his words, get young people off the block.
But because of this project called Project Dawn, three officers headed by Marcus Stephen are going to, they would have visited more than 180 blocks to date on this island. I have a story to tell. DAWN, Project Dawn, And in short time, we're compiling some information that hopefully you will see about testimonies coming from these youngsters on the blocks in terms of how this particular initiative would have changed their lives. I'm talking about persons who exited the prison system.
This is the latest. Customers gathered at the Royal Bank of Canada Chelston branch this morning demanding answers as to why their debit cards had stopped working. When Starcom Network News visited the bank, it was filled with customers, with some waiting on the outside querying the card issue. We understand the bank changed their cards to a chip system which made older issued cards non-functional, and customers are asked to come in and receive the new card. However, customers said this was not well communicated.
This group, along with myself, have been here for over an hour. We've been trying to get answers from the management of this RBC branch. There is no system in place, poor communication as to what is going on. We are barely hearing because the majority of us are going to do transactions and are being embarrassed because they're being declined.
The cards just stopped working, so we didn't receive any notification that the cards were going to stop working or to be changed. So that's the situation here. That's why you get so much people on the cards just stopped working, and the bank, maybe the bank say that they have put something out in the media, but we didn't hear anything. But the banks didn't send the letters, the emails, the call to say that they would just close the cards off. So that's why you're just getting so many people coming, because obviously you can't get access to your money.
Some customers on site said they were told by the bank they will receive the new cards today. Barbadians being assured they will have access to purchasing tickets online and at box offices for the T20 Cricket World Cup. This was revealed by the new head of the National Organizing Committee, Noah Lynch, during a news briefing this morning. Mr. Lynch also denies the tickets for the World Cup are sold out. And Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has joined with Barbados Prime Minister Mia Mottley in expressing deep concern over the increasing gang violence and turbulence now being experienced in Haiti. A Canadian government statement said that Mr. Trudeau spoke to Ms. Mottley on the recent developments in the French-speaking CARICOM country. The statement says they agreed on the urgency of deploying UN-authorized multinational support troops in a mission in Haiti. Prime Minister Trudeau also expressed his appreciation for Barbados' commitment to contribute security personnel to the mission and underscored that Canada remains committed to working with Barbados, Kenya, and other partners to support a successful mission in Haiti. Our top stories: a new 16,000-seat national stadium to be built at Waterford, 13 mini stadia also under construction around the country. The opposition leader alleges there is a national crisis of brain drain and complains of what he calls moral descent and spiritual blackout in this country. RBC customers converge on their Chelston branch demanding answers about a partly non-functioning debit cards. We are told those customers should get their debit cards today, the new cards. And the local organizers deny tickets are sold out for the Cricket World Cup, promise local fans will get priority, and also report preparation of facilities on track. More details on those stories in subsequent newscasts. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Vapp. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Stetson. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.